听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step. Book 2. Unit 30. Story. Lesson 59. The Cop and the Anthem. Section 1.
Why he was called Soapy, nobody knew. It couldn't have been because of the soap he used, for he didn't use any at all. Now, Soapy had a life he liked very much. He did exactly as he pleased, and it pleased him to do nothing. Such a life was fine during spring, summer, and autumn, but not so good in the winter. When November arrived, Soapy always disappeared. Many New Yorkers do this.They go to Florida and pay a lot of money to live where it is warm. Not Soapy. He had the warmth of Florida and 3 meals a day without paying 1 cent. His plan was a very simple one. He broke the law. He always made sure it was a law that would put him in jail for 3 months. No more, no less.
Last autumn, when nights got too cold to sleep in the park,Soapy realized it was time to make arrangements for his annual winter trip. He knew exactly what he had to do. He walked over to Fifth Avenue and stopped in front of a big department store. From his pocket, he took a stone and sent it crashing through one of the plate glass windows.
Then he stood calmly by the window, waiting. Suddenly,A policeman came running round the corner.
What was that? Who broke that window?
I did.
What? You. You broke the window.
Don't you hear well, officer? I just admitted that I did.
I heard you all right.
Perhaps you doubt that I had anything to do with it. Although it is obvious that I am the only person here.Do you see anyone else?
Don't get fresh with me. What do you think I am?
I think you're a cop and that you should arrest me. I'm the one who broke the window.
Listen, if you'd broken it, you wouldn't be standing here now. Get out of my way. I gotta find the person who really broke it.
But I tell you, I did it. I did it! It's no use. He's gone. I guess I'll have to try something else.If I want to get arrested.
Soapy continued walking down Fifth Avenue. Soon he came to another store. This time, however, he did not break a window. Instead, he walked up to a young lady who was looking at one of the displays.
There's a cop looking this way. Excellent. Good afternoon, young lady. How would you like to join me for a nice cup of coffee?
What? Are you talking to me?
Yes, my dear. I'm talking to you. Let's go to that cafe over there and have some coffee.
Coffee? With you?
That's what I said.
How nice. I'd love to.
You would?
I was just thinking I'd like some coffee. My name is Sally. Sally Miller from Pittsburgh. I came to New York to look for work, and I don't know anyone here. You're the first person to say a kind word to me.I really appreciate it.
Poor Soapy. His second plan failed, too. By now, it was noon. He was near a restaurant, so he decided to have lunch. The waitress hesitated as she looked at Soapy's clothes. Then she led him to a table in the corner.
Here's an empty table, sir.
Not a very good location, but it will do.
Here's the menu.I'll be right back to take your order.
Fine. Let's see. I may as well have a good meal. I'm not going to pay for it anyway. There were some delicious things to choose from. Roast beef, baked ham, fried chicken, boiled salmon. I must be sure to leave room for dessert. Good. There's apple pie. Well...Whatever happens, I intend to eat well today.
All right, sir. I'll take your order now. What will you have?
First, I'd like a bowl of vegetable soup. For the main course, I'll have a T-bone steak with French fried potatoes.
How do you want the steak?
Medium rare, please. Not well done.
You have a choice of a second vegetable.
Green beans. No. Change that to asparagus.
Do you want a salad?
Yes. A lettuce and tomato salad with Russian dressing.
Coffee with the meal?
No. Later. I'll have coffee with dessert.
Excuse me, but this is a rather big meal, and I... well, that is...
Yes, miss.
What I mean is, do you have enough money to pay for all this?
I beg your pardon? Is it the custom in this restaurant to ask such questions?
I'm sorry, sir.
I have a good mind to call the manager. I've never been so insulted in my life.
Please forgive me, sir. I'll bring your soup right away.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions. Exercise 2. Retell this part of the story with the help of the pictures.